No, the learning today from discussing as well as discuss for all those in the Makam Sakhon and Eretz Yisrael, those risking their lives to protect it. So today we start the topic in Pele Yoitz. I don't know what page we're on, but we're starting the topic of Hachana. Hachana is preparation. So he says like this, Hachana the Shabbos he mitzvah rabba. Preparing for Shabbos is a very great mitzvah. Matzino gadol Yisrael, we find great men in Klai Yisrael, Shaiyu Aiskimba, that were busy with it. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about how the Tanoim and the Amoraim themselves used to be busy with preparing for Shabbos. So Kfar Kosmim Mishama Arizal, Shemasha Mezi, that which we sweat for this, meaning that we exert effort and as a result we sweat. Tzarchei Shabbos, Hu Tikkun Gadol L'Pegam HaBris. Tzarchei Shabbos is a very big tikkun for Zeru L'Vatala. Ba'amru Al Marenu Arav Avram Alevi, Zechor L'Vracha, Shoyim Marbe B'Psiyois, that he used to increase his steps, Liknois U'Lahachin Tzarchei Shabbos, to buy and to prepare for the needs of Shabbos, echad echad, one at a time, ki yesh sachar p'siyos. In other words, he used to walk very delicately so that each step he took, he understood that that was a mitzvah and it was a very big a zchus. And he did everything himself, ki mitzvah bo yesh mi b'shluchai, because it was a greater mitzvah to do it himself than through a shliach. And ba'ani yoy merin I say, sheharav haya oisa came. That the Rav did this. In other words, he's about to tell us that sometimes it is better to use a shliach. So he's going to tell you why this was a specific situation, why he did it himself. Because even when he was walking, he was thinking and learning. Because in his thoughts, or he was busy in his Dveikas and Kainai with his creator, Vavasai and his love, Yerasai and his fear, we talked about this in Halicha. If you remember in Halicha, we talked about that when a person is walking, that's opportunities for Dveikas, that you can be alone in your thoughts. And he said, great people have the ability while they're walking to use that to sort of meditate on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, the Rav, for him, walking was learning, was Dveikas. But us, Yasmi, who are orphans, the son of orphans, im yesh loy misha yasim. If there is someone else that could do the work, it's better to sit at home. Now, not sit at home and do Netflix on Erev Shabbos, but rather the Yasek B'Torah HaKadosha, to learn the Yikne Gedia Chadasha and to gain new insight. So, we're talking now about preparing for Shabbos. If there's someone else that could check the challenge in Shul because you're learning, then someone else should go and check the challenge. But if you're going to be busy doing Narishkeit anyway, so then, Einochanami, then better that you go and you do something that's a mitzvah at least, rather than something that's not. But the idea is that we should be involved in the preparation for Shabbos, unless we have an excuse that we're learning. He called Chafetzim, he says, all objects, lo yeshvu ba, afilu cheftei shemayim ki yadua. He called Chafetzim, lo yeshvu ba. Oh, because nothing's equal to it, even cheftei shemayim ki yadua, right? In other words, the best thing is to learn Torah. If you have the ability to learn, then that's keneged kula. So when you compare it with preparing for Shabbos, Talmud Torah is still the greatest. And therefore, he says, at the very least, you shouldn't do less than buying an item or to prepare something. He says, you need to be involved in Hachmanu Shabbos in some way. So for many of us, it's some involvement in food, or it's involved in shopping. Or he says, to set the table, to prepare the lights, or to prepare the wicks. There is a mitzvah of achana l'Shabbos, and we have to be ready in some way. So for some that means food. For some that means prepare the table, prepare the candles. The Rav talked about singeing the wicks for Shabbos of the candles, so that when your wife lights, excuse me. The Rav talked about this, which he's about to quote from the Arizal. V'kvar kasu guri Arizal. That really preparing the candles should be by a man. And the Rav talked about this once. The Rav said to singe the candle, meaning you light the candle once, then you put it out. But now that it was already lit, it takes to the lighting. When your wife lights it, it will take very quickly. It will take to the candle very quickly. And I remember this because I tried it for a couple of weeks, and my wife told me in a very nice way to stop doing it. Wasn't being helpful, but probably because I was leaving a mess. But There is something to a man being involved in the preparation of the candles, and so maybe set the lechter or set the table, but do something. Any preparation that a person does for a dvar mitzvah, it itself is considered a mitzvah. Anyone who all of his actions are l'shem shemayim, meaning of everything that you do, and he's going to tie in beautifully to what we just finished learning by Kitzer. What were we learning by Kitzer? How you take every action, every thing in your day that's monotonous, eating, sleeping, drinking, even going to the bathroom, schmoozing, taking walks, exercising, everything, and you tie it l'shem shemayim. He says, if that's what you do, if everything is l'shem shemayim, then it comes out your whole day, you're busy with a mitzvah. And you have to say this because how else do you understand that we say tzaddikim didn't waste a minute? We know tzaddikim eat. We know tzaddikim went to the bathroom. We know tzaddikim had children, so clearly they engaged in relations. And yet, how do we understand that they didn't waste a minute? Elamai, everything that they did l'shem shemayim. So therefore, even the things that they were doing, eating, sleeping, drinking, living as human beings, was still considered a mitzvah. And he says one of the ways to ensure that you're doing it l'shem shemayim is to say and verbalize it before you start the mitzvah. So again, this is going to be for many of us chazara of what we learned in Kitzur. Before you eat, you should say, I'm eating so that my body should be healthy, and strong. Before you sleep, you should say, I'm laying down to sleep, so that my mind should be settled so that I can serve Hashem. Before you go out to work, you should say, I'm going out to do work, to put an effort, to become wealthy, with God's help. So in order to support my family, like God commanded me, tzedakah, what do I want to do with the money? I want to do tzedakah, and I want to be able to afford. It's very expensive to be Jewish, to be from. But you want to do it, you want to send your kids to a proper yeshiva. You need money. And that should be the reason why you're going out to work. When he builds a house, or when he does some sort of a purchase of clothing, he says, and similarly, a person should do any action that he does. He says, your words will create, will produce. He says, by verbalizing it, by saying, what I'm about to do, I'm doing for the sake of Hashem. You're giving kedusha to the things you're doing, and then it will be considered a mitzvah. And he said, you get schar for the words as well. But obviously, what you're doing, your actions have to match your words. So you can't say, I'm about to eat l'shem shemayim in order I should be healthy, and then you go and you fret and you get unhealthy. Right? Don't do it so that you become overweight. Don't overeat. El tzaddik oichal lizbanashay. A tzaddik eats to satisfy his soul. The lo yishan yes midai. Don't say I'm sleeping in order to serve Hashem, and then you oversleep. The lo yehi lo v'yaga l'asher. He says now about going out to work. He says and don't hoard money and put in effort to become wealthy more than necessary. Don't be someone who's trying to get every last dollar. He says, you do even the normal ishtadlus, you could become the same amount of wealthy. And when you do everything for the sake of Hashem, then your avoida is not being a mevatel because of all the things that you're doing that are part of a regular human being's day. So it comes out that your whole day, the maisa comes. Basically, you're elevating the regular things you're doing. You have to be careful that it's not a mitzvah above avera. You should be careful with your eating and drinking, and your business, that you do it, you eat properly with a proper hashgacha, you're careful with kashrus, you're careful with your benching. When you go out to business, you're honest in business, you don't cheat, you don't lie, you don't steal. V'oz, and then yichashev le mitzvah. He says, eat things that are healthy for you. Don't eat things that are bad for you. So here he says, if you're going to eat unhealthy things, not only is it not proper, not only is it not a mitzvah, but you're actually going to be punished for it. So this ties in beautifully to what we learned in Kitzer. And I'm going to end off with something that the Beis HaLevi says in his Maamar on Bitachon. We are sometimes, if a person's not careful, if a person walks in the street and he doesn't look and he gets hit by a car, so a person's not allowed to say, well, if I'm supposed to get hit by the car, I'll get hit. And if I'm not supposed to get hit, so what do I need to look for, right? God's running the world. Sometimes the punishment of getting hit is because you weren't careful. In other words, the punishment that you get is because you weren't careful. So here he's saying that it's going to happen that if you're not feeling well because you overate many times, the reason why you don't feel well is a punishment because you overate. Dafka, in other words, it's not just a logic thing. You can overeat sometimes and not feel bad. But sometimes the reason why you don't feel bad, why you feel bad, is because you were oivim and nishmartem. And so the punishment for nishmartem ma'oid is taka. You don't feel good. Taka, the whether it's the overeating is going to harm you, whether it's oversleeping is going to make give you a headache or make you more tired, right? Whatever it is that you're doing inappropriately, that itself will lead to the punishment of you not feeling good and not being chazik and bari in order that you should be healthy to serve Hashem.